The town of Wall, South Dakota is best known for miles and miles of highway billboards promoting jackalopes, free ice water, and Old West displays at a tourist trap called Wall Drug. Soon there'll be another reason to exit the interstate near Wall. The nation's last remaining Minuteman II missile silo sits there, missile and all, and the National Park Service is turning it into a Cold War National Historic Site. Visitors will learn about bomb shelters, duck and cover drills, and the abandoned launch sequence for nuclear missiles. From South Dakota Public Radio, Brian Bull reports.
The Minuteman missile came to the forefront just as the Cold War nearly became a hot one. In October 1962, U.S. intelligence discovered Soviet missiles in Cuba. Americans were shocked that a Soviet missile could reach the United States within minutes, and President Kennedy embraced those concerns as he announced the finding on October 26, 1962.
The purpose of these bases can be none other than to provide a nuclear strike capability against the Western Hemisphere.
But Kennedy made sure to highlight his ace in the hole, the Minuteman missile, which was faster to fuel and fire and could reach more Soviet targets than the older Atlas and Titan missiles. By 1967, there were 1,000 Minuteman missiles on alert across the upper Midwest, ready for an attack no one wanted to see launched. Almost 30 years after the Cuban Missile Crisis, Mikhail Gorbachev and George Bush signed the START Treaty, which phased out all but one of the Minuteman II missiles. This one, which has had its nuclear warhead removed, sits 85 feet underground in a facility called Delta 9. 6 miles east of Wall, it barely stands out among the cactus and prairie dogs. On this late summer day, National Park Service historian Sue LeMay points to an antenna and an 80-ton concrete hatch. Before launching a missile, explosive charges would fling back the hatch. LeMay then points to a glass canopy, from which a 56-foot-tall missile, hidden in shadow, peers back at her.
I'm surprised at how innocent-looking it is. I expected to look down and find it to be rather ominous and frightening. And it's hard to imagine the reality of what that missile was and what the potential destruction that missile had.
But presenting that reality to the public will be LeMay's main task when the Minuteman Missile Historic Site opens to the public in 3 years. Bill Superna, superintendent of the neighboring Badlands National Park, expects that up to 300,000 tourists will flock here the first year the site is open.
There's a whole generation that grew up under the cloud of the potential annihilation that could have occurred had the Cold War turned into a hot war. And so there's a great amount of curiosity, and this whole story resonates with millions of people in this country and internationally.
Superna says there's also a lot of local interest. Many farmers and ranchers befriended the Air Force crews who manned the sites, and residents took it as a matter of pride, duty, and even comfort to have a missile in their backyard. But not everyone looks back at those days with fondness. 71-year-old Margaret Minkle lives in Rapid City and describes herself as a peace activist. She says some of her friends used to break into Minuteman missile sites to plant flowers on the silo hatches. Minkle fears the site will romanticize the Cold War and thinks that turning a weapons facility into a tourist trap is a bad idea.
I remember driving past them, and I did not feel safer because they were there. I felt threatened. I felt it was a blot on the landscape. I can't imagine people taking their little children there and saying, this is the way we used to protect our country. I don't see it as standing up for liberty or anything. I see it as an aggressive act.
Over in Delta 1, the launch control facility 11 miles east of the Delta 9 silo, Sue LeMay flips a row of switches that, if activated, would ready and arm up to 10 Minuteman II missiles. The underground egg-shaped compartment is covered in metallic panels and buttons. Two large chairs sit on metal rails, equipped with seat belts to keep the officers in their seats should the site come under attack. An orange escape hatch hides behind a curtain in the ceiling. LeMay explains the Minuteman launch sequence in case of nuclear war.
The one launch key went here, the other one is over 12 feet away, so one person couldn't do it by himself or herself. And they would, like you see in the movies, you know, on your mark, go, and they would have to turn them simultaneously.
LeMay sympathizes with those who are uncomfortable with the Minuteman Missile Historic Site, but she stresses that the Park Service will not glorify the Cold War. Besides, she says, there are still thousands of missiles in the U.S. pointed at other nations. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Wall, South Dakota.